Welcome to Cleveland Clinic Health Talk Podcasts, featuring presentations by leading Cleveland Clinic physicians and medical experts. Today's speaker, Dr. Perry Funk, presents The Art of Aging for Men.
Okay, so next we're going to talk about aging and how it relates to men. Please forgive me for not having my slides. To begin, all of us age, both men and women, but there are some differences with men in aging. This can be due to genetic or physiological makeup, statistical differences that are related to men, or psychological differences, maybe just from plain stubbornness due to the male ego. Some of the best predictors of how well men will age are socioeconomic standing at midlife, smokers versus non-smokers, excessive degree of alcohol consumption, diet and obesity, and a work support system. Advancing age affects multiple systems in the body. As we get older, there's an increased risk of heart disease and high blood pressure. In fact, there's a 75% risk of heart disease in men at age 60, whereas a similar risk for women is not seen until age 80 years of age. With increased age also come changes in the brain due to loss of neurons. This affects memory and cognitive function, as well as reaction time. There may also be higher rates of depression seen with age. Certainly there are changes in metabolism and hormone function. This can often result in weight gain and sometimes weight loss. There can be changes in sleep pattern, which may be due to depression or altered circadian cycle. A big change that can be seen with a drop in the hormone testosterone, or T, as we hear so much about recently. It's usually after age 40 when we see a more steady decline in testosterone. So while the loss of estrogen in menopausal women is pretty well studied, the loss of testosterone and its effects in men are less well known. Generally, with a slow decline of testosterone, we may see a loss of sexual function or libido, a loss of bone density, a loss of muscle mass, increased fat deposit, chances for anemia, mood changes, or loss of energy. So even though it sounds like testosterone replacement would be an interesting idea, there again is still plenty of uncertainty in determining the risks versus the benefits, and specifically how testosterone affects the prostate and the heart. We can't forget about skin changes when talking about aging. We will see changes over time, of course, not just various skin lesions, but loss of skin thickness and elasticity, making it more vulnerable to injury. Effects of sun damage are often seen as we get older. Men may be more reluctant to seek evaluation and treatment for this, so it is important to look for changes in any skin lesions as far as shape, texture, size, color. As men age, also there may be an increase in the size of the prostate. With larger prostate size, there may be decreased urine flow, often getting up at night. Along with this, we may see a higher chance of urinary infection or prostatitis. Urinary incontinence also affects men, as Michelle Angie talked about earlier. While incontinence may be less likely to be seen in men as women, men are probably half as likely to seek treatment for this. And there's that psychological difference. Osteoporosis affects men as well as women, as covered by Dr. Chen. The increased risk of fracture from a fragile bone generally affects men 10 years after women, but the severity or mortality of, say, a hip fracture is higher in men. So we see a lot of changes affecting health issues as men age, and it's important to stay on top of what we can do to help age well in the best way possible. Prevention is the key, with the focus on screening. Early screening tests include checking for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes screening, obesity, smoking, and alcohol. As we approach 50, we need to screen for other things like colon cancer, prostate cancer, checking for depression, revisiting the diet, and the effects of time on alcohol and smoking, looking for things like lung cancer and aortic aneurysm. So we do need to consider appropriate treatments, such as a healthy diet, of course, prescription medication for things that we talked about, like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, depression, etc. Supplementation, be it hormones like testosterone, melatonin to help regulate sleep, vitamins, minerals. For some people, we may see the benefit of low-dose aspirin for heart health and deterring some types of cancers. We can promote brain health through mental exercises, social activities, music, associations with friends, pets, or psychological counseling. Lastly, it is important to focus on staying active physically, meaning exercise. Any type of exercise is what we recommend. It doesn't have to be tackle football. It could be dancing, walking, treadmill. We'd like to keep in mind that motion is lotion, so any exercise is good.
Thank you for listening to Cleveland Clinic Health Talk Podcasts. For more information, please visit our website at clevelandclinic.org/health.